Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hey, hi, Disha. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, please?
My name is Nilima.
Nilima, you said that there is a very typical stereotype about Punjabis. I'm Punjabi myself. Please tell us.
Worldwide, I guess. Not just in India, not just in Bangalore. It is a given thing that a Punjabi cannot be a vegetarian, and all Punjabis are non-vegetarian. And more importantly, every single day, maybe 3 times a day, they eat butter chicken.
Yeah, that we all eat butter chicken once a day, and that vegetarian Punjabi is an oxymoron, and those two words don't go together.
They just don't go together.
And there's another thing about Punjabis I can tell you, Nilima, that everybody believes that every Punjabi has a friend or a relative in Canada.
Oh, so important.
So important. We all have one leg in Canada. Yes, that is.
You're going on a holiday and you don't give the country name first, and it has to be Canada.
Canada. And are you a vegetarian Punjabi?
I'm a vegetarian Punjabi, but thankfully the rest of the family eats non-vegetarian. So I declare I'm a vegetarian, but the rest of them are cannibals.
Cannibals? Yeah, Punjabi. They are Punjabis. Nilima, that's quite a stereotype. Tell me, when you moved to Bangalore, did you have any stereotypes about Bangalore or Karnataka as a state?
Like any other Punjabi, I thought I was moving to a South Indian state. Did not know what was the difference between Malayalam, or Telugu for that matter. Everything sounded very difficult, but I'm settling in.
You're settling in, and you know everybody is not Madrasi.
And everybody is not Madrasi.
Kannada Gottilla. Nilima, thank you for your message. And that's the Independence Day special, where we're breaking stereotypes and like we said, hashtag crossing the border. I'll be going to Ahmedabad, and very, very excited. I'm curious to know what the Gujaratis think about us Bangaloreans, you know?
I'm sure you'll be treated with a lot of good food.
Gujarat, Ahmedabad. I can't wait. I have a feeling they think we're all drunkards because Bangalore is the beer capital of India and Gujarat is a dry state.
Yeah. There are ways out though. You'll figure out.
I know there are ways out, Nilima. The rest off the record. Have a great day. Bye.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.